Your reaction to today's 0-0 draw here at Seaview, David?
Pleased in a way that we've responded to the questions that I asked the players on Wednesday night, and I know the supporters were asking the questions. We'll ask the questions again, and they'll ask the questions about me. So I'm pleased with their attitude today, and I think, if anything, I think we shared the game today and certainly left with, you know, at least, you know, deserved at least a point today. Say we had a couple of half chances in the second half from set plays, which we were good at, we work at. And so certainly a more positive draw today than it was a negative draw on Wednesday.
I 100% agree with your assessment. We shared it, we deserved a point, but it must make you more frustrated that we weren't, you know, the way we were at them today. We wish we could have been at the other team the other night.
Sometimes teams coming to Windsor Park make it difficult. Sometimes, you know, crowd and the players, we all got a wee bit edgy, especially at home, especially at Windsor Park, and the supporters are so close to us inside. We have a fantastic support. We've seen them today. I think we never mind shared the game today. I think we shared the overall support of the match today, which is, you know, it's a great sight when you have Linfield supporters, you know, backing your team 100%, and we got that today. We're going to need more of that, and I know we always put in the programme notes, we need every single Linfield supporter, because we've not won anything. It's been well documented, I know, they know, to get right behind the team and suck the ball into the net like we used to, you know, 1-0 down. You know, Linfield teams of old used to go and win leagues scoring 89th minute and the 92nd minute to go and win games, and we need them right behind us.
Even with 10 men today, you wouldn't have even thought we had 10 men. We were playing that well and we were taking it to them, and yeah, you know, it was tremendous effort even with 10 men.
I wasn't, you expect that, you know, I expect that. That's first and foremost, I expect honesty from the players, you know, along with a little bit of quality that they all do have. But first and foremost, I ask for a hunger and a desire and a wee bit of passion. And it says that before the game today. Play for the badge in the front of his shirt today. Show a wee bit of pride, everybody's asking what we've got. And I think we more can come down here and match. But again, after a game of says to him, that can't be it. That, you know, can't be drop your standards then for Glenavon next week and the games after that. You've got to show me the same character, because now we do have players who can come in and fill in if you're not doing the job. You know, we've enough options here and there to go in and, you know, somebody else to fill in and take their jersey.
There were plenty of standout performances. I think Jimmy Callagher in the centre of the defence was outstanding. I think Roy Carroll controlled the box aerially, you know, but right across the park.
Yeah,
you could go through every one of them and say outstanding.
It is, and it's hard to single out people and say Roy's new to the club, but Roy gives you that extra little bit of experience and know-how. I say, without praising anybody, you know, I thought our back four today was, you know, solid. Two centre halves. Hawks are a little bit of a strain before the game, and I spoke to him Thursday night and says to him, I need you to play. Sean Ward coming in, not played a game this year. You look fit, and the boys overall, I think, are overall fitness, especially when you go down to 10 men, it's hard. So they got the rewards today, and we're unlucky maybe not to get the 3 points.
And the clean sheet was outstanding too, because they've put 6-4 past teams in the last week or two, you know, so to keep them out is tremendous.
Yeah, that's pleasing, but we can't be pleased with just one result. You know, I'll be pleased when it comes to April next year if we're getting clean sheets and we're winning games in the top of the league. So that's the aim, and the players know that. So there's no getting away from it. There's no hiding place to say, well, we're just going to be happy to play out third and fourth and second and whatever else. My idea is to win the league. I've come here to be successful as a manager, a young manager, a hungry manager. And I'm a proud man today leaving the pitch today, because I know there was a lot of people asking the question about this Linfield thing.
We've lost a few at this ground, so it's nice to end that run of losers at this ground, isn't it?
I said last year, we should have drew here last year. I know when it come to a split, when I brought it up, I made the change, and I thought at the time it was the right time to make a change. But there wasn't anything in the game then, and I made the change, and we lost a couple of late goals. But today I thought we were certainly more than justified to take a point today.
And it's a result that, in a performance, that gives us a lot of confidence going into another tough game next Saturday at home to Glenavon.
Yeah, it's a game we should relish. It's a game we should look forward to. It's a game that, any game at Windsor Park, that we should be ready for and show the same hunger and desire today, and hopefully we'll get the 3 points.
Well done today, David. I think most people would have been happy with a point before the game, and I think afterwards we're maybe even a wee bit disappointed we didn't nick the win.
Yeah, maybe, but listen, we move on to next week and we take the positives out of it. Say clean sheet against the champions, down to 10 men for the majority of the second half. So a lot of positives to be taken out of the game today.
Well done today, David. And
cheers.
All the best for next week.
All right, good.